pause your browsers and drink up.
What?
Damn, that's a big train. All right. So, everybody drink.
Big train, keep on rolling.
I'm Jay Foss. I'm here with Obi-John Kenobi and the Cuckolding Badger. And this is kind of like a year in review thing. This is late 2016, early 2017, whenever you're listening to it. And me and John have now been doing the podcasting thing since April. And a lot has changed in a way. We have been listened to in multiple countries, so that's good.
International superstars.
Yeah. We have had several hosts. Well, not hosts. I've always been the host, but co-hosts, guests.
A lot of visitors.
A lot of visitors. They come and go, too.
That's right. Some of them come harder than others.
And we just like to quickly talk about this last year. So I'd like to say, since we've been doing it since April, just because you're in the hospital, you missed a little bit, but not much.
About a month.
Yeah. Is there any segments or that stick out to you? Because it all, for me, because I have to hear it so much, edit it, I remember it, like if it's brought up.
The getting that trunk.
Yes.
That was the funnest one. That's the funnest thing we did.
Yeah. And that wasn't planned whatsoever.
That was off the cuff.
Well, especially when a lot of people probably either don't know Ray Carruth, don't remember Ray Carruth.
Weren't born when it happened.
Yeah, or had to go look it up. Yeah, the get in the trunk thing was funny. Except for that, it's not memorable, but it was really shitty, was the 1.5 hour pipeline talk at midnight. I'll never forget.
Oh, that's minutes of my life that will never come back to
me. No, and it was supposed to be a simple...
Five minutes that we just couldn't turn off. We couldn't hit stop.
Yeah. Well, okay, so that one I'll say, but I will say I live right by train track. Okay? So early on, especially when we were in the UK, when we did shows in the UK, they had a big problem with... background noise, no cussing, no nothing, and the train goes by, you know, in peak hours every 7 minutes. So when you're doing a 3 hour podcast,
you're gonna hear a few trains.
So I think one of the memorable things for us is we stopped, because it was a pain in the ass, we stopped editing out the train. And made it into a...
part of the show.
Yeah.
Take a
shot when you hear the train. So that's what I remember early on.
Well, it started, we were going to cut it out anyway, so we would take a drink then, so we wouldn't interrupt the flow. And then it became part of the show. Yeah. And I think I hear one coming.
Do you? So there's your...
That son of a gun.
Well, So that's the second train in 4 minutes. It's actually really...
Well, they're making up for lost time.
Yeah. This winter train.
We're enjoying some of Mike's extra crispy apple pie.
That is true. That's another thing. Since we started, our sponsor was Mike. And then I don't know if they had like a strike at his place of work.
I was gone for a month.
And then in came in the scab workers, Sean.
Sean. Sean had a quality product and a little more variety.
A lot more variety. We'll give it that.
But I don't know if he ever attained the perfection that is Mike's apple pie.
And now we're back to Mike.
Well, this is Mike's extra crispy. This is his new branch on the same old tree.
So
Cuckold? He's just watching.
He's just watching. He's watching the drink. Cuckold Badger. Watches you talk, watches you drink.
In the early days, we had our engineer that was applying, and Gary Baker. He was around for a little while. I think he got deported.
Who was the lady that was a...
Oh, Miss Claudine.
Yeah, she was around.
She went back to the dot. I think she's in and out of jail.
Yeah. She'd have to call you.
She called me, let me know her payment's late.
Riccardi, Dontrell.
Riccardi's, he's a jerk. Dontrell.
Keeps it real.
I think he's, doesn't he get picked up by the NBA?
He is, yeah. He's gone now.
He's a big player.
Big leaguing now. Then we have Badger and Matt Bedard.
Matt Bedard, the hood rat.
So as we go into 2017, I'm sure it's going to change somewhat and try to get some more guests on.
Let's not forget Aaron. Aaron was here.
Yeah. He's actually good too.
And that's, he'll be back.
Yeah. So see, he was too professional. He can't remember that bullshit.
That's really
way too professional.
Thanks to the people out there because they've told us that they want to hear what we have to say. If nobody was listening to what we were doing, then there would be no point in us doing it. We have these same conversations without the headphones and the microphones.
Yeah, this is literally just bar conversations, but we're recording them.
Because we're funny.
Yeah. I'd like to get into, you know, not too much of a year in review, but, you know, just...
Hit a few high points.
So, who is... Because when we started this, we were just a fight podcast. Strictly. Right. And that was kind of, that was our contract too, though. So who's your fighter of the year? Who's your personal fighter of the year?
Personal fighter of the year. I'm going to say Tim Elliott.
Yeah.
Tim Elliott overcame a huge tournament, the whole publicity behind the Ultimate Fighter, and he gave Demetrius Johnson the best fight title defense that Demetrius Johnson has ever faced.
Yeah.
Better than Joe Benavidez, better than Henry Cejudo ever gave him. Tim Elliott was not what Demetrius Johnson thought he would be.
Yeah, my fighter of the year is Cormier. He's not only fucked us.
That's my cock vulture of him.
No, if I had probably fighter of the year, I don't even know who I've really enjoyed the most. It's in, you know, nowadays it's also spread out, you know. But I would almost still have to go with Cerrone because he's willing to fight so often
and
whatever weight class.
Wherever you want.
So I'll choose him. He probably didn't have the year he wanted.
Now, he had a loss. He had a loss in there that I know that he took it on a shorter time. If he had had a full camp, he would have won.
Props to Dominic Cruz, too, honestly, because he kind of, in a way, made Faber think about retirement, which is amazing.
And you know what? Yes. Goodbye. Bye, Felicia. That's all I got to say to you. Well, and Dominic Cruz, especially after he shuts Cody Garbrandt up this weekend, he will be my fighter of the ever year.
Yeah, if he wins, then
when he wins. Garbrandt's too stupid to be in the same ring as him.
You know, did you hear Verdum, Velasquez is out? That's not happening. So that card now, the main card, doesn't have a fighter over 135.
What are they calling it? UFC light?
Yeah. Diet?
Yeah, it's diet UFC. Less carbs, no calories.
No fun.
Holy cow. Instead of an octagon, can they fight in a paper bag?
No killer, no filler.
That's right, because they can't punch out of a paper bag.
That's what they should do, is big potato sack race kind of.
That's right. Oh, don't fuck with Dominic Cruz's knees.
No. Yeah, he'll be gone. Cormier, when he pulled out of this fight and he wasn't even scheduled, he just, you know, out of habit.
Nick Diaz showed up and said, hey, can I get suspended for this one?
Well,
oh, wait, I already
throw this bottle. So, okay. So is there a fight of the year that sticks out?
The best fight I saw of the year.
I don't even know if it's the best. Is there a fight of the year? Because my tastes aren't like some people's tastes. Some people will.
Well, you're much more technical.
Well, no, I mean, here's the thing. Like, if there's a great back and forth fight, but it's five rounds, it's not fight of the year for me. Just for me.
Oh.
You get what I mean? Like, oh, that was a great split decision. Well, something didn't happen in that fight.
Well, one of the recent fights later, the first round was just ting, 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 and they got took out in the second round. I can't remember who the fighters were, but I remember.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll tell you, the fight that sticks out for me, and I know it's probably one that probably... a sleeper that's probably odd, but I remember it, is Hector Lombard, Dan Henderson, because it was so wacky. Dan Henderson landing high kicks, knocks him out with the elbow.
Yeah. But the back elbow.
Yeah, we were sitting in Wild Wings and going like, "What the fuck?" And everyone at Wild Wings is going, "What the fuck is this?" Yeah. So that fight sticks out for me. I know there's a lot of other good fights. I mean, there was good fights.
Yeah, Don Cerrone had a lot of good knockouts this year.
Yeah, well, he had some violent ones. The Matt Brown, the Rick Story.
So, but Matt Brown was just, that was Shakespeare, dude. That was a work of art. He set him up, led him to where he wanted his foot to be, and then just landed it.
I'll give you this. I'll give you another one. It's not MMA, but it's boxing. It's Bernard Hopkins' last fight. The guy being 51 years old, being a living legend, come out, say, "This is my last fight." Fought a guy that he thought he could beat. Fights this kid, gets 4 or 5 punch combo, but the part that's memorable is the dude falls out of the ring, out. Wakes up, can't get back in the ring.
Hurt his ankle.
Well, and boxers probably skip leg day. So his ankle's probably like a church's chicken leg you get. So
what's the name of the kid he fought?
Joe Smith Jr. Yeah.
I would take an assumed
Joseph.
Name.
Joseph, I'm sorry.
I would take an assumed name, too, if I was going to fight him, because it's like fighting your sister. If you don't beat a 51-year-old dude, then hang it up. Go back to the bar.
Hopkins is legit. It's just, yeah, I get what you're saying. Is like, okay, so there was a guy locally here, well, in Midwest. Like, he was in Nebraska,
right.
And people were trying to find a fight for him. And no one would want to fight the guy because the dude was, he was a super ripped 62-year-old. He was 62, ripped. I mean, obviously juiced up or something like that. But he was fighting out of Omaha, and he was like, he was undefeated, right? And people were like, not fighting him because you're supposed to win. And if you don't, you just lost to Gramps, you know? Like,
hey,
he's 62-year-old ripped.
You're going to go home and beat up your own grandparents.
This is what you get. But yeah, so that's, I would say those are my two memorable fights. What's your movie of the year?
My favorite movie of the year was from earlier in the year. It was the Avengers Civil War. It had everything I was looking for from the movie, including the reintroduction into the Marvel universe of Spider-Man, which is going to lead to the Spider-Man Homecoming movie coming out in 2017, which looks phenomenal.
Well, I'm sure all the virgins on this, all our virgin listeners agree. Brazzers.
How did that get on there?
What's your TV series of the year?
TV series, old series, is it's not a series. It's the DC Cinematic Universe on CW, The Flash, The Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow. They've all been intertwining with the new Supergirl.
My God, the virgins are going nuts right now.
I know they are, but guess what? The TV series is good. Westworld was good on HBO as a standalone. And of course, Stranger Things on Netflix. That's very good. I've heard great things about it. I'm only about halfway through, so don't send me any spoilers.
You can send spoilers at Jargon Smith on Twitter.
Jargon Smith on Twitter.
So
all spoilers will get in.
You know what's crazy is as we got into the podcasting thing and you look to see kind of what your competition is, and it's not our competition, but I run across it daily. And I would hate to be in their market is nerd and geek podcast, because I see different ones, and I mean multiples every day. It's like, oh, we're the nerdiest, geekiest podcast ever. Oh, we're nerding it up on this podcast. Oh, we're geeking. You know, I'm sitting here like, oh, they're like, oh, we're talking about X-Men this week, motherfucker. And then they're like, oh, well, we're talking about Nightwing. Is that a thing?
Yeah, Nightwing is damn right. Robin became Nightwing.
Fuck yeah, he did.
The original Robin, because the second Robin got killed by the Joker.
Robin Williams.
No, Robin Williams killed himself.
What's he up to?
He's bird food.
The
worms have already eaten him, and so they've been eaten by the worms.
George Michael's coming. The
Candace Whisper.
We do karaoke later. George Michael. No, so the geek podcast thing. I see it, and there must be hundreds upon hundreds.
And they all want to be Kevin Smith.
I mean, is that what it is? Is that what, because, you know, as a consumer, and I always think about it, like, what's going to differ us from everybody else? You're right. So when you look and it's like, oh, we're so geeky. Like, oh my God, our glasses are broke. you know, it's like, we're socially awkward guys, you know, this is crazy, we're nerds, right? And it's like, we're talking X-Men. And then the next people are like, oh, we are talking X-Men. So which of your fucking podcasts should I listen to get my X-Men fix? Because I thought X-Men ended like in the early 90s when I was a kid.
Okay.
What X-Men are they talking about?
Chris Claremont's run of the X-Men stopped in the 90s. But the movies have continued. And they're telling some, last year's they had X-Men Apocalypse, which is the story about the villain Apocalypse, maybe the first mutant ever. And so everybody else is basically a descendant from him. It was a really good movie, and we've got more X-Men coming in 2017 with the last standalone Wolverine movie called Logan. This is going to be the last hurrah of Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine. He's been playing Wolverine so long, he's been playing him for over 10 years. And that's a long time in comic book time. But it's going to tell the old man Logan story, and it's going to bring back Patrick Stewart to play Professor Xavier. And it's probably his last time to play that.
Isn't he dead?
No.
Who's dead?
Patrick Stewart's not dead.
Should be. Who's dead?
From George Michael.
Oh, George Michael. No, who died from Star Trek?
Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, good.
He died this year.
Okay, so fun time's over, John. We let you get your fucking minute and a half in there.
I guess what? Yeah.
But what I don't understand about podcasting, no, we're done. Cut.
Nerds and geeks. Listen, you don't have to be a little broken glasses dude to enjoy the culture that the nerds and the geeks are talking about. It's about good storytelling. It's about good characters. And it's about good podcasts. So you should listen to the cesspool.
What's the last comic book you bought?
I bought a graphic novel of the Green Arrow, retelling the story of when the Green Arrow died and then came back because he didn't realize he was dead. Hal Jordan brought him back. Written by Kevin Smith, who wrote it for the comics. Kevin Smith also directed an episode of The Flash, an episode of Supergirl this year, an episode of Legends of Tomorrow. He's because of his fame of making movies, he gets to live out his nerddom in real life. He's a good storyteller.
CM Punk wrote a comic. I'm writing Cesspool Presents the Thunder Badger comic.
Yes.
Yes. He has this little dog that's...
Trunk?
He's to make it have superpowers, you feed it.
I was thinking he was trying to use his powers to get enough money to get his dog to the Netherlands.
To euthanize it.
For alcoholism.
Got to get it fixed. Who's your actor of the year?
Matt Damon was good. He's got a Great Wall coming out next year where they tell the story about the Great Wall of China being meant to keep dragons out.
You're on it today.
Looks good. I got a lot of previews.
Fire.
And then Matt Damon was good. Ben Affleck, like him or hate him, he did a good job as Batman. I'm looking forward to the Justice League. I'm looking forward to Batflex standalone thing. He'll be fine as Batman. He's an angry Bruce Wayne. I get it. Hey, Batman versus Superman was
sound
crap.
Off, dorks. Do you agree with John?
Help me out, guys. Prove to him that dorks will respond. Nerds reply.
What color is Batman's suit?
Originally?
Yeah.
It was black and gray with the yellow spot so he can hide in the dark better.
No, was it?
Yeah.
Well, actress of the year? I don't care either.
Scarlett Johansson. Everyone,
every bitch at darts?
Scarlett Johansson, because she looks so
every
good.
Every girl at Boomers?
She looks so good in a Scarlet Witch outfit, and she's going to be in Ghost in the Shell next year.
Scarlett Johansson.
She's got an ass that won't quit.
Okay, so this one I just jotted down, but I don't even have it because I barely even listen to music. Is there anyone came out with good music this year? I'm dead serious.
If they have.
You haven't heard it?
They've been pretty secretive about it. The new stuff I heard, the new Metallica album came out. I could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard.
Yeah.
I listen to my own stuff. I make myself mixtapes.
Of just you?
Yeah, me singing the classics.
Your segments on the podcast, you cut everyone else out?
I don't know how.
I'll show you. I do it. Celebrity of the year?
You can't not pick Donald Trump. All he did was change the world. He shook up the world. political world.
Well, the world, yeah.
They had to replace him on The Apprentice. They got Arnold Schwarzenegger a job out of the
deal. But that Apprentice is like over a year old, man. That's an old-ass Apprentice.
Really?
Chael Sonnen's on it.
I hope he hits somebody.
That's cool.
I hope he hits Ricky Williams.
Chael Sonnen's a big Republican.
He is?
He got hit for laundering, though, in Oregon.
Yeah, good. It's about time he washed us clothes.
Laundering.
Rondering.
But I don't know. Yeah, it's got to be Trump, right?
Who else could it be?
We got to get Melania.
We got to figure out a way to get him the Nobel Peace Prize now.
Man, I don't know. You know, actually,
like they did to Obama.
The tap water where I live is Flint, Michigan. Would love to have it.
So would parts of Kenya.
This is good Darfur. Shit right here. This is spring water, like rose water.
That's the name. Matt Damon would ship it over to Darfur.
So. Ho of the year?
Ho.
Ho. Who slutted herself, or him?
Oh.
Hey.
Or him.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, I read this on the cover of a newspaper the other day.
Who? Yeah.
It was that Melissa Lambert or whatever, the one, her second marriage broke up because she called out her first husband's name while they were in bed. So I'm going to go with him. Melissa Lambert.
Melissa Lambert.
Whatever name. Miranda Lambert. I don't know.
Country singer?
Yeah.
Blake Shelton's old bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She called her new husband Blake while they were having sex.
How does she have a new husband already?
Well, he's with somebody too. He's with
other
singer.
The chick from No Doubt that's like 58. She looks good for 58.
Yeah. Now, she's a ripped 62-year-old too.
She is, yeah. Okay, so
Blake doesn't call her Miranda. She will whoop his ass.
She's hoe of the year. I was thinking, my hoe of the year is Meghan Markle.
I wish she was a hoe.
She's my hoe. She's my hoe of the year.
I met her in the bar the other day, and I said, you might as well come into my house and we're going to have sex in my room later. You might as well be there and get your share.
Yes. And we'll record it on?
Brazzers. Log in. You have to be a premier member, though.
We need sponsors. Mike's not just going to get us through, especially when John is sucking down all the mics he can handle. My 2016 was us going out to Vegas and seeing a UFC because that's pretty awesome.
It was good. That was a good time. That is something to talk about in 20 years.
Yes.
Things that you did.
That's why I bought that $158 event t-shirt.
Oh, that's true. And I did not because they had one that was literally three sizes less than mine was the biggest one they had.
2X was the biggest.
Yeah, and I'm a 5. So 2016 on the whole can suck an industrial strength size bag of dicks. I can't wait for it to get out.
Brazzers.
Lost my dad this year. My son moved halfway across the country.
George Michael.
That's just the cherry on the cake. Almost lost a foot. Almost got a foot shorter.
Oh yeah. All joking aside, it's been a tough one. But I honestly say I found something in podcasting that I didn't think I would give a fuck about. And no, I really didn't. I just we'll do it.
When we started, it was kind of a lark. Yeah.
But we'll definitely give it another year to see where it grows and
at least.
And you know, and I actually told Durden this because he was like, you know, I can do these once a month or whatever. I'm like, you know, if you want to, fine. I'm like, because it's almost like a audio diary of your life that you might want to go back and listen to. Whether anybody listens to it on Libsyn or whatever app, this is pretty cool, you know. And we do appreciate the listens and downloads more than you think. We're not just as arrogant as I come across in person.
He's tumbled by, I didn't think if he thought 5,000 people were going to listen to him when he started, then he wouldn't have started.
Nah.
But when he comes in on Tuesdays and tells us, man, we're at this, and that keeps us, yeah, every episode gets a little bit bigger than the one before it.
Yes.
We're continually growing, and we can't do that without you guys telling your friends and you guys helping us.
And we do love it when people come up to us and discuss our topics or say, oh, when's a new episode and stuff like that. That's really cool.
If we inspire you to think about something that's going on, and we're just trying to bring a somewhat silly
spin on everything.
Put a light on things that need to be noticed, like the Lakota pipeline, like the crap that's going on in the Philippines, like the impossibly stupid war on drugs in America. We're trying to do it in a way that we can inform and entertain, and try not to sound too much like jackasses, and we sometimes fail. I haven't said black cock once.